AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Muslim community members in San Bernardino, California say they fear a backlash against their community following the attack that killed 14 and wounded 21 last week. Saeed Farouk, a county government worker, and his wife, who pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group on Facebook, opened fire on the group, then died in a shootout with police. We found Nizam Ali at a makeshift memorial for the victims in San Bernardino.
This is one nation under God. Where's that one nation? We're being split in so many different groups, and that disunity is not going to bring us any benefit.
President Obama echoed that feeling during last night's Oval Office address to the nation.
We cannot turn against one another by letting this fight be defined as a war between America and Islam.
He called the Islamic State group thugs and said the U.S. will defeat them.
The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us.
Republican Congressman Michael McCaul chairs the Homeland Security Committee.
Make no mistake, this was not workplace violence. It was an act of terrorism. And these occurrences are happening too frequently. I think the tentacles of ISIS now are not only in Europe, but also in the United States of America.
He was on Fox News Sunday. There was panic at a shopping mall in Riverside, California last night when shoppers thought they heard gunfire. Police stormed the mall, locked it down, and found that thieves had smashed the glass in a jewelry store, setting off the panic. The thieves got away. We've learned that the Justice Department will begin an investigation this week into the Chicago Police Department. This follows the police shooting of a black teenager who was shot 16 times. 17-year-old Laquan McDonald died. Officer Jason Van Dyke is charged with murder. This is AP Radio News. Just minutes from now, the Grammy nominations will be announced. Our Margie Zarletta's got the best bets.
If Taylor Swift is not nominated for a Grammy, that would be an upset. The Weeknd is probably a shoe-in as well. So is Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Everything else is an educated guess. Kendrick Lamar, Sam Hunt, and Ed Sheeran are considered good bets for nominations. With 83 categories and 3 to 6 nominees per category, many artists have a chance at getting nominated. One act who won't be nominated? Adele. Her 25 album came out after the deadline. I'm Margie Zarletta.
And for the third weekend in a row, the Hunger Games finale is tops at the box office. Its worldwide take now tops $500 million. The number two movie at the box office, the holiday horror comedy Krampus, that's in second place with $16 million. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.